really don't have any reaction. Report rumors. Justin's had a very good camp so far. Quality of film, I've been pleased with. Just visiting last night with Mike Turgovac, you know, just going through the individual reps and in the progress of our defensive line. I mean, he's overcome some heat issues the last two practices, and he's putting together a good camp so far.
Coach, talk about how happy you are with your tight end depth.
Tight end depth, I'll tell you what, we have five individuals that can play. It's a very competitive position battle for us. I just really like the progress of JerMichael Finley. You know, Donald Lee is the vet of the group, and he's has a complete understanding of what we're trying to do. They all five of them have the flexibility to play, you know, all three of our tight end positions, you know, both in line and in the displaced formations that they've been using. Drew is coming on. You know, he's a rookie. He's has some natural football instincts. It's going to take a little time for him. Spencer's come off his injury strong, and I think Tom has clearly made the most progress of anybody in that group. So, very pleased. Love tight end. I love the tight end position. I really like these five guys we have.
Mike, I know you're only 4 days in, and I'm not asking to cut the team today, but you know you were willing to keep three fullbacks last year. It felt like you had three that were worth keeping. Can you see you and Ted doing that at tight end if it was that situation where you might keep one more guy than normal because you got so many good ones?
You know when I view offensive personnel, particularly in the perimeter position, you know, the fullback and tight end position, the way we train our players, there's a lot of carryover. With that, you have eight men fighting for, you know, those positions. You know, whether it's three fullbacks and, you know, three tight ends or four tight ends and two fullbacks, never how that combination works out. Now, obviously, the halfback depth factors into that. But, you know, everything we do is based on body type and the ability in those particular assignments and responsibilities that they give us a lot of flexibility. Because that's what you need. Once you get to the season, you want to have the weekly flexibility in your game plans, because you don't ever want to go into a game where you're potentially one injury away from being out of a personnel group. So that's something that is very important in the way we go about game planning defenses. Newhouse suffered a concussion yesterday, so he will be out today. He'll be out tonight, as I'm referring to. Obviously, he was out this morning, and he's going through the medical process.
Value of a practice like this. You know, you guys went hard the last couple of days with the pads, and you know, you go 60 minutes on corrections and jog. Kind of explain why a practice like this is really valuable.
Well, the first 2 weeks of training camp, we've always gone through an installation phase, and that's no different this year. You know, our first four practices, we really pushed them. Our reps are up to prior years, by design. So with that, the first installs, we went through the normal down and distance, the first two practices, third down emphasis in the third practice, and then red zone in the fourth practice. And this gives us an opportunity to go back and review all the things that we felt we needed to hit again in those first four practices. I think we do a very good job in these teaching-type practices. We have a jog-through type pace, a lot of teaching, a lot of correcting, so we'll be able to move on to an installation this afternoon to get back into the installation phase for tonight's practice.
Mike, will you guys know more about Atari's ankle later tonight?
Atari's traveling this morning to Dr. Anderson down there in North, I think it's North Carolina, so we should probably have some more information by tomorrow, I would expect.
Thank you.